This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sirens rang out in Tel Aviv Sunday as conflict between Israel and Hamas continued. Israeli forces, supported by a growing deployment of U.S. warships in the region, positioned themselves along Gaza's border. A week of blistering airstrikes and have demolished entire neighborhoods in Gaza, but failed to stem militant rocket fire into Israel. Gaza Health Ministry said 2,329 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting erupted more than in the 2014 Gaza War, which lasted over 6 weeks. More than 1,300 Israelis have been killed, the vast majority of them civilians killed in Hamas's October 7th assault. The Israeli military said on Sunday it would continue to allow Gazans to evacuate south as its troops are getting ready for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chen tells us more.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the region seeking to secure the release of 126 hostages Israel says were taken by Hamas back into Gaza. He said earlier in the week the U.S. will continue to help prevent the war from spreading.
Productive.
Blinken said he had a very productive meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Riyadh on Sunday. The White House said President Joe Biden stressed the urgent need to get humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in calls on Saturday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas.
More than a million people have been displaced in the Gaza Strip in the last week, according to the UN, after sustained Israeli bombardments and warnings about ground attack targeting Hamas commanders. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And as Israel prepared Sunday for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip, Palestinians who have lost numerous family members in airstrikes were bracing for more destruction, Reuters correspondent Edward Barron.
Doctors at the Kamal Edwan Hospital in the north of Gaza were ordered to evacuate, but they refused to leave dozens of newborn infants who are receiving life-saving care. Dr. Hussam Abu Safia says doing so would mean handing them a death sentence. If you want to kill us while we continue working here, he says. Israel was preparing on Sunday for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Palestinians who've lost numerous family members in airstrikes were bracing for more destruction if Israel hits back on an unprecedented scale. Israel has already unleashed the heaviest airstrikes ever on Gaza.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck western Afghanistan just over a week after strong quakes and aftershocks killed thousands of people and flattened entire villages. Aid agency Save the Children said four people died in Sunday's tremor in Herat province, with a regional hospital receiving more than 150 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake's epicenter was about 21 miles outside Herat. Earthquakes on October 7 flattened villages in the province in what was one of the most destructive quakes in Afghanistan's recent history. More people have died following new Russian attacks on Ukraine. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports at the same time Kyiv continues drone counterstrikes.
At least six people are dead following new attacks launched by Russia in various locations across Ukraine. Reports confirm deaths in Kherson area after Russian bombardment with more than 100 shells, and in Donetsk, where two people lost their lives in an airstrike hitting their home. Two guided bombs also hit key infrastructure in Kherson city, causing a partial blackout and water supply disruption. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry reports shooting down a number of Ukrainian drones in Kursk region. This led to speculation in Russian media that the counterattack could have been targeting a military airfield there. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The South African National Defense Force has recalled eight UN peacekeepers deployed to the Democratic Republic of Congo following allegations of sexual misconduct against them. Soldiers were part of the UN peacekeeping mission in eastern Congo. In a statement released on Sunday, the SANDF said it was unfortunate that South Africa first learned about the allegations in the media and that proper reporting procedures were not followed. It said it had also sent national investigating officers to the deployment area to conduct a full investigation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.